Griffin here. None of these scenarios are based on any real-life events. Everything is made up entirely on the spot. Take it away, song! Hello!
Hi!
I'm Griffin.
I'm Steve Ant Bones.
And this is Killed to Death,
the improvised true crime podcast.
The show with no bells or whistles. We felt that that would be annoying or even scary to the to a listener of a conversational podcast.
Yeah. I mean, if you listen to some of our earlier ones, it sounds like a crazy soundscape. It sounds like Santa's on the damn roof.
Yeah. Sounds. And Steve, this is going to hit. It sounds like a Genesis song.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I have no fault.
No, I'm kidding.
No, it did. It honestly sounded like a damn Genesis song.
Phil, Peter, you guys are great. I'm sorry. No. Steve,
the bald guy?
What? At least one of the two of them.
Nice.
I couldn't tell you Peter Gabriel's hair situation.
Yeah, me neither.
Speaking of hitting, Steve, this has been going on for a while, but it really peaked today when I went to Dufferin Mall. But I've been buying new clothes for myself as an adult. It's taken a while for me to like realize as an because the style's really gonna hit.
Oh, your clothes are gonna be a big hit. Oh, okay. So you haven't unveiled them yet. You haven't showed them off.
No, I know this. Well, this I've one seen this seen shirt before.
Yeah, that's not new.
This shirt you remember because it's done that thing where like it's gotten a little too small, so all the buttons come across in the middle of each one, and you can see my chest hair the whole way down.
I know that about that shirt. I feel like we've filmed stuff with that shirt where it's like if you're standing a certain way, that looks like there's like a hole in the middle of it.
Yes, and so the lesson I needed to learn is that buying clothes is something you're allowed to do.
Interesting. And Where are you getting them before?
I've just had them. Some of the stuff in my wardrobe is like
high
grade
school?
8. Yeah.
Good Lord.
But or gifts from others.
Ah, that'll do it too.
But
I still have some that Will Hall. You remember when Will Hall brought it like a bag of clothes?
The Will Hall.
Yeah, and then he was just like, "Yeah, pick from these." When he was moving out, I still have some of those shirts.
No. I did that with Dan Brio.
Took
and I still
shirts.
Have some of his shirts.
Oh, nice.
Fellas, you're keeping us clothed, but Steve, I've started buying new clothes.
Sure,
that's
sure. Yeah.
The sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got, me and you, put our heads together to help me out, some tips for buying new clothing, for clothes shopping.
Yeah. So here's one. If you want to be a little cooler, what I've learned, loose
no
is in. If you want to be really cold.
Loose is in.
Get looser. The baggier, the better. We want to. We want these things to be flopping and hanging on the ground. You want to be looking like a fool, if you will.
Yeah. Now, Steve, just last episode, you also told me, though, that belts are out. And that feels like a deadly combo.
Well, hey, here's the thing. If they're loose enough, they're so packed up and stacked that it will reach your waist anyway. So they actually can't fall down. It's like a big kind of accordion style pants that are just like ripples and folds that stack all the way up to your belly button. No,
pants.
It's one giant pair
of pants.
Oh,
it's just so huge that if I unfurled it, it would go way over my head, but instead it's come down.
Yeah, but it's sunk so low that it's just around your waist perfectly, and you just kind of shuffle around in that.
And
big...
I swim around, yeah. It's almost like a bridal dress behind me of jean.
You should have a friend or two who kind of hold the back of your jeans as you go around.
I have that anyways, but mine kind of fit normally.
What are they doing, grasping at your
pant
legs?
No, cheeks.
Oh, okay. They're just walking around, hands on your cheeks.
Looking like a fool.
with their hands on my cheeks. Honestly, yeah. That's a bit silly. That's my tip. Get loose, get baggy.
My tip, know your size.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, that's the changing room attendant when she knows I'm making a mess in there.
Oh, jeez. Okay, are there any good size?
Yeah.
What mess are you making in there?
I'm moving around the bench so I can stand on the bench so when I look in the mirror, I can get a perspective of what someone shorter than me would see.
That's smart.
Or say digging a hole so that if I stand in the hole, then, you know, I look in the mirror and that's what someone taller would see.
That would make a mess. I don't, you digging the hole, some sort of like prison break scenario where you're like hacking away at the floor of the change room?
No. Oh. It's a change room break scenario where I have a little rock hammer inside a Bible, but I bring it into the change room.
So it brings you a cake, and the judge is like, can I bring my friend a cake in this change room? They're like, there's nothing baked in there, is there? No, it's just a cake for him to eat.
And if I hear the warden coming, I quickly put down a poster across the floor.
It's like, oh, you just love Rita Hayworth, eh? You're always standing on her.
But yeah, the good side would be like, oh, when I come out of the change room, and the collective store gasps.
Right. Well, I guess they're just so pleased that you came out with anything on at all. After all the sounds they heard in there, anything could have come out of there. And speaking of size, you're going to want to shop only in Korea. They have the best clothes. Get all your clothes from there. That's a dealer's choice, I think. Whichever has the cheaper flight.
And sorry, shop in either Korea because they have the cheapest clothes?
No, the best. You said Psy. Remind me that that he's always best dressed, and I think you should try and kind of match his style.
Oh, PSY, we're talking.
Because I gotta.
And my final tip is if you can trap the employees, if you go out and you say like, "Hey, does this look good on me?" They're gonna say yes. And then
they could run.
And then you can say, prove it.
How do they do that?
Now, here we go. Maybe I ask for their phone number. Maybe I say, then come get your hand on one of these cheeks.
Oh, that's who's following you around. Two employees who have to prove constantly that you do, in fact, look good in those pants.
Prove it. Take a picture of the two of us and post it on your social media.
Post a picture and say, me and this handsome guy just met. Post that.
What? Or were you lying to me? Yeah, you'll post the picture. I thought so.
I have seen a lot of my just explore page. It's just you with a lot of strangers. So it's nice. They're doing it.
Steve, speaking of doing it, would you like to do an episode?
That's what we do.
We are going to solve one murder.
Okay, good deal.
The victim, Excel, discovered dead in their house by a burglar. Today's guest, Jam, burglar who found Excel's body. Jam, hello.
What's up, guys? First off, I just want to say I am selling a iPhone with Flappy Bird on it. If you want to
buy that.
If any of you are interested, So it's Flappy Bird, if you don't know, is a game that was on the App Store. It was super popular. Then the owner had anxiety. He took it off.
So you can't get it anymore. Phone, but you have an
you can't
phone
get it anymore.
Still
but
has
I have a phone
Flappy
with Flappy Bird.
And what else do they get on that phone? Is it all your personal stuff as well?
Yeah, so it's a lot of my photos, lewd and otherwise, sue me. A lot of my notes with ideas for songs, funny songs, stuff like that. You get, I don't know, I'll keep Facebook on there if you want to log into your account. That stays on. And Instagram, I could install Instagram, but they could install
whatever they want.
I'll set it up for you. I'll set it up. And also, if you want, I can just factory reset it.
So there's no Flappy Bird.
So then Flappy Bird would be gone, but you still get the phone. It's an iPhone 4.
Wait.
So that's
how much are you? How much is this going for? I know Flappy Bird's rare.
Flappy Bird is rare as fuck. So let's just say, how much is a Subway franchise? 100K. Just so I can get up and running on the Subway. I want to open a Subway. So
now I hate to make assumptions.
Yes,
But you are a burglar. Did you obtain this phone through some kind of illegal avenue?
Yes, I did. I stole it in 2014.
And then took a bunch of photos on it.
Yes, and then I was kind of using it. I was using it as my own phone. I have like 50 to 500, something in that range of phones that I've stolen that I use. I use them all. I actually haven't sold a single phone. I just steal them and then I use them.
Huh. Well, yeah. I mean, you don't have to sell this one for the full cost of a Subway franchise then. You could probably spread that out over a couple of your phones.
I would, but I have all of my ideas and all the notes apps separately of all these different phones and all my photos. I'm going to lose that. You know what happens when you lose your photos and your notes? That sucks.
And all your funny song ideas.
And all my funny song ideas. Oh, I'm a little carrot. Don't fuck with me. That's just one. That's an idea. It doesn't have to be good. It's just an idea.
Just no, it scene. Doesn't have to be good to be an idea.
No. Everyone has off days. They have shit that isn't funny. It's just an idea.
So why'd you bust that one out?
Because I thought you guys would like it and laugh. And you didn't.
But you know it's not a good one.
Well, I was...
now.
Well, you have to test your stuff. Fuck. Now so, I'm embarrassed.
I thought they were going to be parodies.
Maybe that was. Maybe
about
it's a parody
me,
of song
maybe
we don't...
about you, maybe about fuck your mother in the attic, goddamn ass, you fucking frog. Wow, I don't have to do it. It's just an idea.
It's just an idea.
I'm not going to actually do it. I'm like, geez, you guys are so judgmental. That was just a bad one off the phone. I've got so many more on here. I can do as many as you want.
We'll get to more. So
yeah,
is this how your revenue comes in? Then you'll take objects from houses and then try and resell them yourself.
Yeah, but my problem is that I most of the stuff that I steal, I put my ideas and I put stuff on it, and then I don't want to get rid of it because it's, you know, that's the only place I have my
why
creative
spread
thoughts.
Them out over every phone you've got.
Yeah, you
why
need
not
a notebook,
pick a phone?
Man. Get one notebook.
You guys. Oh, yeah. So you have one pen. Oh, so you have one piece of paper. Do you see how ridiculous it sounds? This generation is
tech
obsessed,
man. No, what you are describing
is
something different.
Okay, so you have you just make one plate of spaghetti?
At a time.
Your whole life?
At a time, yeah.
Yeah, but
no.
If you're stealing, let's say you stole some jewelry or something from someone's home, how you're 'kay. Making those? Those are being used somehow for your ideas and they can't be resold?
Yeah. Wow. When you say anything in that tone, it sounds bad. I take a Sharpie and I write on each individual jewel different letters. And then I string out the necklaces and there's just like a, I don't know, it doesn't have, just for example, it could be something like a, I don't fucking know. Baby, now we got bad blood.
That's just like, the song.
But it's in an accent. So it could be like funny. I don't know. It's just an idea. It doesn't have to be good.
So individually on these earrings, you wrote out, baby, we've got bad blood.
Yeah.
One letter at
use
a time.
Use one of the iPhones and you can write the whole thing and sell the gems.
I don't know the fucking password. They're locked. So I have to Sharpie on the case, the OtterBox case.
That's what you mean ideas. By your the notes?
Yes.
Is the back of the iPhone.
So
yes.
Your promise to download Instagram for them was a false promise.
Well, once I get in, I'm hoping to find somebody who knows who Janie Mischief is. That's the person's name. I find them. I get in the phone, and it probably has Flappy Bird on it, I bet.
Oh, you're just assuming.
I don't know. You guys are just grilling me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that'll go for 100K. Then I get the Subway going.
That's your dream.
Not the TTC, the fucking sandwich shop.
You want to go legitimate one day and open up a Subway franchise. That's what this is all for.
This is what I'm thinking. So what do people who eat Subway like? Music.
Sandwiches.
Musicians. They come in between gigs. Mm. Music fans head down to HMV, they buy a CD, they go get a sandwich on the way home. This is potential ideas for my song parodies.
So would you imagine them like playing in the subway or?
I'm a little carrot. Don't fucking eat me.
Yeah, you know, you laugh, but that could be good. Oh, I'm just saying these are ideas. Laugh. They don't have to be like the thing I record just yet. Some of them are things I've recorded, but I won't tell you those ones in case you don't like them and then I feel judged. But anyways, I'm thinking that I've already invested in a Sharpie. I worked with the same janitor who
did flaming
hot shoes.
What, do you have one Sharpie?
You idiot. Yes, I do, but that's just because I lost all my other ones.
But you have 50 to 500 iPhones.
Yeah, somewhere in that range. Keeping it wide so I don't get, I don't know, don't have to commit to a number just yet. But less to remember. And then I take my Sharpie that works on bread, specifically.
All Sharpies.
What?
All Sharpies could work on bread.
Then what did I pay this janitor for?
I paid him a Sharpie.
He sold you a Sharpie and said, this one's for bread?
Yeah. Three herbs and cheese bread. He said that it would work to write on it and it would stay.
I actually feel like on Subway bread, it'd be pretty tough to write on it.
That's what the Sharpie's for. Fuck. Okay.
So wait, so your ultimate goal is you want to be a famous, funny songwriter like a Weird Al or a Dr. Demento. And so your steps to getting there are become a burglar to raise enough funds to open a Subway franchise where musicians will hear the music that you play and you'll be able to translate that success into your musical career.
Well, my ultimate goal is to get my family back, but I'm hoping that that song shit will impress them and then my wife and my kids will come. We'll get back together.
Oh, you just need to win them back.
Yes.
Like win the. Oh, okay.
What can I ask? What happened?
I wasn't planning on going into this. I cheated a lot. Yeah. Oh, wow. Now that I said that, the dirty secret's out in the world. Ah, yeah. Sure. I'm sure now you feel so great that you had to bring that up. Yeah.
But your funny songs will win them back.
Yes.
Yeah. Were you always a burglar, or is that also post-family?
That is post-family, yeah. I was a pretty successful accountant, actually. And then...
But you don't know how many iPhones you have.
No, do you know how many stars are in the galaxy?
No, but I'm not an accountant, am I?
True.
Our dads are accountants.
It's true, he knows about stars.
Really? Do they have jobs?
Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't want to go back because basically what happened was this. So wife and kids leave me. We're trying to win my son back too with the funny song shit. And then I said, fuck it. So yeah.
Okay, so you
That's
quit.
The full story.
You cheated on your wife a ton and then you quit your job.
Yeah. When you put it that way, it does sound pretty awesome.
Now, take me through the process of scoping out a house. How do you choose a house to burgle?
Yes. So, this is what I do. I go door to door with like an acoustic guitar as a song, as this funny song guy. And if people laugh, hasn't happened yet, but if they did laugh, then I wouldn't rob their home. If they don't laugh, then I rob their home.
So you're 100% Rob for now. You've robbed everyone.
Well,
you've gone
business
to.
Business is good because nobody's laughing.
So right, you're robbing out of revenge, not out of doing this for the money aspect.
No, I'm rich as fuck. I got money.
So get the Subway franchise. You can. Your phase two can start right now.
It's because I've fucking burned every bridge in this town with the whole Subway thing. And
ow.
What?
Oh, you guys are grilling me. I was reaching behind the counter and eating the shredded lettuce at every store in town. So I'm banned.
Oh, so it's also a revenge move to buy a Subway.
Everything in my life is based on fucking revenge. Why do you think I'm doing the funny song parody thing? It's because my wife is dating fucking Shane Dawson. Does he do song parodies?
I don't know.
He's a YouTuber.
But he must. Otherwise, what would your wife have seen in him? It's kind of the coolest thing someone could do.
Exactly, man. Wow. Fuck, my life rocks.
So you would have met Excel when they were alive, not laughing at your stupid song.
True.
Yeah. So I guess they are the daughter of the person who started the gum, Excel.
Really? So this was a mansion you were walking up to.
It was a mansion. It
was
cool. Yeah.
Gum money.
They got that gum money. And I go to the richest neighborhoods, and I wear a striped shirt and a black cat mask. And I carry it.
Holding an empty
guitar.
Money sack.
Yeah, an empty money sack.
Well, first you go up with your acoustic guitar, though, right? Or you already dress like a burglar. You're anticipating they don't laugh.
Well, at this point, I've gotten so much rejection. I just say, fuck it. Why bother?
But you
why
still
bother
trying
the charade? I still give it an honest shot with the song. Okay. But I dress in my burglar outfit. My click-clacky shoes. Black shoes. Black gloves.
I don't think you think burglars wear tap shirts.
That's not part of the stereotype.
Yeah. Swishy black pants.
If anything, they're like creepish.
You're thinking of a dancer.
A horn? Yeah, now I see you there.
Okay.
This
might just be your own setup.
Yeah. Dangly earrings that jingle when you walk. Sleigh bells for when it's Christmas time. And a mask because I'm COVID safe.
You lug all your stuff up to the Excel mansion doorway like a one-man band.
I pulled up in my Ford F-150, got all of my shit out of the...
leaned on the horn for a few seconds.
Get out. Get out of your house.
You make them walk down their driveway into your truck where you're still sat inside.
I'm pulled up. I'm idling. Acoustic guitar out of the window. mom and son on FaceTime.
They keep answering.
Yeah, they're you giving me an honest try to win them back. FaceTime on the iPad in the front row. Dummy, I've got a dummy in the front row in the passenger seat with an iPad for the face, and I line it up
for the carpool lane.
Well, exactly. And so then I get the owner of the house. So Excel walks down.
Oh, she's got the shoes too.
I know. I said, what the hell? Where'd you get those? No, there's only sell those for burglars. He said, these are from Aldo, you bitch. She was rude.
But also, you just introduced yourself as a burglar.
Yeah. You're in her driveway just laying on the horn and screaming at her.
Get the fuck out of my driveway. I said, you get the fuck off my ass. I want to show you a song. She said, make it quick.
Okay, and what song did you show her?
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes and the flashback starts. We're standing there on a balcony in summer air. At this point, she's got a tear rolling down her cheek.
Oh, wow.
See the lights, see the party, the ball gown. So you make your way through the crowd. You say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo. You were throwing pebbles in your daddy's head. Stay away from Juliet. And I was banging on, saying, please don't go. So I said, Romeo, take me. At this point, she then whacked me in the face.
Yeah, she had said, keep it quick.
You are extending your limits, mister. I said, you're extending my ass. I'm fucking sticking my heart out here, and you're giving me shit for it.
And so meanwhile, your wife and son are watching you yell at this stranger.
Silent, just shaking their heads in disappointment. Part of me wanted to end the FaceTime call, but I was trying to power through.
And how did it end? I mean, did you just storm back to the house? Did you pull away?
I said, you just played your hand wrong, and it was a bad hand if this was poker, because guess what? I'm a burglar. Oh, now you like my song, don't you? She's going, oh, I like your song, I like your song, I like your song. I said, I'll be back. Midnight. Don't be home.
You didn't tell her when.
Midnight. 12:30 if there's traffic. You better be out. Otherwise, you'll be home when I'm robbing your place. And don't even think about calling 911, because I won't like that.
And how did she take that?
She said, understood. And walked back up the hill.
And so that night, then, you came back.
That night, I came back. And
how was traffic?
Brutal. Ugh.
You pull up 3:45 a.m.
Yes. Well, I'm driving in from fucking Oshawa. It's brutal.
Where was she?
Ugh. Summerhill area.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
You could have stayed in the city if you knew you were coming back that night.
They have the best pizza in Oshawa, and I wanted it for dinner.
Why is traffic so bad that late at night?
Coming
I don't
into
know.
The city, dude. Fucking... You're not even leaving the city.
Maybe I got lost. Sue me. I don't have Google Maps right now.
Broke into a few homes, realized they weren't hers.
Yeah. Forgot to write down the address. Forgot my burglar uniform at home. Needed to charge the iPad for the FaceTime.
Oh, they're on for the burgle, too.
They are. Little kid's asleep, but he's there if he wants to wake up.
Wait, your ex will turn on the FaceTime call and then put the iPad next to your sleeping son and then walk out of the room while you burgle a house?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, sorry, you arrive at Excel's mansion, mm-hmm. I assume, blaring on the horn again.
It's me.
Remember
I'm
me.
Back. I made good on my promise. I'm loyal, you see. And then I rolled up and, yep, blared on the horn, got out, walked up the hill.
Dingle, dingle, dingle,
door.
Dingle.
Swish, swish. Swish, swish. Yeah, I'm loud. Loud burglar. And then I got a boombox on my shoulder.
Romeo, take me somewhere you can be alone.
Yeah, I recorded that, what I sang to her, and I played it. I also had another separate MacBook in the back that I was using GarageBand and was recording the whole thing.
So you have a working computer?
Yes.
Why are you writing everything in Sharpie on your 500 phones?
If I could tell you the problems I've had syncing my Office 365 on my damn laptop, we would be here all day.
Yeah. So sorry, you stroll in.
I swear, it's goddamn easier to write your ideas on a necklace than it is to open up Microsoft Word on my computer. Anyhow,
yeah,
I stroll up. I stroll in, kick open the door. Ow, I broke my foot. Got that checked out by emergency.
Called 911?
Yeah. I said, sorry, guys, but I fucking broke my foot. And they said, again? Were you trying to kick down another lady's door and rob her house? I said, I'm trying to come up with any other excuse, but I got nothing. That's true. And then, so I went and got that checked out. Came back. I was in a robo boot. And I...
This is dawn by this point.
Yeah, this was like... Well, with our hospital waiting times, this was 7 a.m., bro.
And what's interesting...
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
What might come back later on is that whole time her front door had then been kicked open, open to the world.
Well, no, but I tried to kick it, but I broke my foot.
Oh, it was an unsuccessful kick.
It was not successful. Came back. Took one look at my other foot that I hadn't broken, and I said, fuck it, do I do it again? And yeah, I did. Another call to 911. You won't believe this, guys. Then I was back. So it's at this point, it's about 1 p.m. By the time I get both robo boots fixed up, I'm in a wheelchair. I wheel my way up, up the hill, get in, try the door. It was unlocked this whole time. My son's on the iPad. He's in at recess at this point, and he's saying, "Dad, this is so you." And I said, "Can you blame me?" It's kind of a nice
sounds
moment,
like,
actually.
Yeah, kind of sounds like he actually yeah. likes
and then he
you.
Went, and then his bully picked up the iPad and said, "He's never taking you back." I said, "Shut up, Devin. You don't know shit about my son. You're not even his friend."
So you got bullied. Way,
No, I was kind of giving it back to him. And Devin said, "I'll beat your ass." And I said, "I'd like to see you try. Sure, you're taller than me, but I'm in a fucking wheelchair, and now you probably look pretty bad fighting a guy in a wheelchair." He said, "Not even. My dad's in a wheelchair, and I beat the shit out of him all the time." I said, "That's rude. Go back to your fucking room." This is all in.
He's at recess.
This is at recess. They're all gathered around the iPad. Teacher comes in. "Oh, get off the FaceTime with your deadbeat dad." Lun. My son's name is Lun. And then I go, "I'm not a fucking deadbeat. You're a deadbeat." Teaching my son shit. He doesn't know shit about shit. And then she goes, "You shut up. Are you burgling another house?" "Yeah, what's it to you?" And yours will be next if I can find your fucking address. I don't get lost. She goes, "Oh, shut up. Looks like you broke both your legs. You're in a wheelchair." I go, "Yeah. Fucking what? This is ableist bullshit crap. This is what you're teaching my son?" And then they hung up. So now I'm in the house. And I'm wheeling my way through trying to find something. Fucking iPhone with Flappy Bird on it. That would be great. But they don't. They only have an iPhone 16, so that didn't work.
You didn't take it anyway.
I said, "What the fuck is this? What is it?
Didn't know what it was. It looks too new.
You have so many."
Well, they change them every year. They're different. This one had three cameras. I said, "What the fuck?
What is this? A camera?"
Tim Cook, man, you better spend more time in the kitchen. This thing's a piece of crap.
There's more cameras on it now.
Yeah. What? So one camera wasn't enough? You need more for your fucking selfies? I swear, man, this generation's cooked. Tim cooked.
Tim cooked.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well.
So then eventually did you find her?
And then I did find Excel, and she was dead.
What we're going to do is take a quick break. When we come back, I'd love to hear more about the condition of her body, the house, and what happened next. We'll be right back. And we are back on Killed to Death. I'm still here with Bones. I thought of you today at Dufferin Mall.
Oh,
one of the
nice
shirts I was considering, I thought, this is a shirt Steve would wear.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because it was a cool graphic tee that was said like, "No bones about it" or something, and it had like a skeleton on it.
Well, yeah, I saw that, but I didn't think about you because there was no bones about that shirt.
What was right. the shirt?
Oh, the shirt was a plaid. It was like tan and yellow and brown.
I'm listening.
From Mark's Work Warehouse. It was a Wind River plaid shirt.
I feel like that's something my mom has bought me for Christmas.
Oh, definitely. Well, I'm glad I didn't buy it for you for this Christmas.
Yeah, that's something my mom just bought for me for Christmas.
Jim, did you say definitely?
Yeah.
You know Steve's mom?
On a couple dates after
you
the
can't
divorce.
Be burgling. You can't be burgling my house, man.
Yeah, all I
got was my mom's house.
All I got was plaid shirts wrapped up.
Those were my Christmas gifts.
I robbed right Steve's mom's Santa house, and all I got was this plaid shirt.
Yeah, then I went and got that custom made. Just surprisingly, not a lot of people get it. Not a lot of people get the joke.
We're here with Jam. Jam.
Hello.
You are a former accountant and former husband and former father. You once had a very...
Still a father.
Still a father, yeah.
That's true. Lun is alive.
For now.
Until you started cheating a lot, which caused your wife to leave, and out of what I assume was revenge, you decided, fine, well, then I'll leave. My job. And you left your accounting job at the same time.
Didn't play as revenge for her. No. She wasn't as invested in it as I was.
Fine, I'll take away the thing you love most, my accounting job.
Yeah, it didn't quite land, but yeah, that's okay.
But so you are now on your life's mission of winning them back and trying to do so with limited funds. Your plan is that they will hear funny songs of yours and be wooed back into your life. You'll do this by showing them your songs over the iPad, as well as other things that happen over the course of your day. You are going to achieve this by gaining fame once musicians hear your songs. You're going to do this by opening what musicians love, a Subway sandwich shop, which you're having trouble with because all the Subways in the current area hate you because you are reaching over the counters and eating their lettuce. But you are going to get the funds to open your own Subway franchise from the proceeds of burglary. You burgle many houses, but have yet to turn too much of a profit because you are busy writing your funny song ideas on almost every possession that you steal from said homes. You choose the homes by going door to door, showing them your funny songs. And if they don't laugh, which so far 100% of the time, you choose their house to burgle. You've taken to dressing like a burglar because this seems inevitable, every attempt. You have the mask, you have the striped shirt, you have the tap shoes, you have the dance pants, you have the jangly earrings, and you drive in your Ford F-150 blaring the horn, guitar out the window. You call your wife and son on an iPad, which is what you were doing when you met Excel. She is the daughter of the man who invented Excel. You're honking at her driveway. She comes out. She says, "What the fuck? Leave." You say, "Leave my ass." You two start arguing for a bit. You then play your funny song, which causes her to cry for a bit, which I guess that's good, but turns out, no, you play for too long and she hits you in the head. Then you say, all right, I'm burgling your house. I'll see you tonight at midnight, 12:30 if it's bad. You drive in from Oshawa. You get lost. You arrive at 3:45. You walk up the driveway with your noisy suit. You try to kick open her door, break your foot. You call 911. You go to the hospital. You get a boot. You come back, 7 a.m. You look at her door. You think, should I? Yep. You use your other foot. Broken. Back to the hospital. 1 p.m. It is recess. Your son is on the iPad watching your latest attempt. You walk up. The door's unlocked. He says, classic you. His bully Devin says, you'll never win them back. You yell at Devin. Then you yell at Lon's teacher. Then you hang up and wheelchair yourself into the house. Then you're looking around. You find an iPhone 16. Don't know what the hell that is. And you roll up and you finally find Excel's body lying there.
Wow. Damn. Yep. That might be the longest recap you've ever had.
Yeah.
But it's all true. So that there
it
you
all
are.
Happened.
It's all true. What
so I found the body.
What was the scene?
Well, get this. Nothing around but a pack of Excel gum on the dining table.
So this was the dining room.
Massive dining room. It's gotta be at least somewhere between 6 to 100 chairs spread around a big table.
6 to 100?
Yeah, in between there.
Okay.
Giving myself a healthy...
Yeah, in case you change your mind.
Exactly. And there she was, just a pack of Excel gum on the big dining table with one piece out missing or like, you know, pressed out of it. And then...
Oh, yeah, missing.
On the floor... Mouth open, gum in the mouth.
Like blocking throat or just, what, is it a bubble?
It was a bubble, yeah.
It was a bubble, okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
Permanent bubble.
Interesting.
Mid-blowing a bubble.
So it would have happened very suddenly. This was not, you know,
yeah.
Some sort of slow, torturous death. You didn't even finish blowing the bubble. Very interesting. Did you see a wound? Or any sort of...
No wound.
Mm.
Unless you count dying of a broken heart.
You think she died of a broken heart?
Wow.
Well, she'd never got to hear my song. all the way through. She cut me off.
She cut you off because she didn't want to hear it.
Yes. And so that might have killed her. That might just have broken her heart.
Was anyone else home?
I don't know. Didn't check.
We're getting another call. Do you mind if I merge this in?
Sure. Go for it.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait. Sorry. It came from your end. You've got a call up on one of your iPhones there.
Oh, fuck.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. What?
Is this working? Oh, hey. Are you the person who found my iPhone?
Well, define your iPhone.
Sorry, did you say define my iPhone?
Yeah, what does it look like?
Well, it's an iPhone 4. Fuck. I lost it in 2014.
Yeah.
It has two apps. It has Facebook and Flappy Bird on it. And an empty notes app.
What?
And no photos.
What's written on the back of it in Sharpie?
In Sharpie? Oh, should just be my name on the back.
Well, this isn't your phone because there's tons of funny song ideas in the notes app, and I might download Instagram on it, so.
But what is it? Does it not say Janny Mischief on in the back?
It does, but there's shit too. There's ideas for funny songs, so it's not yours.
Have you been putting funny song ideas in my phone for the last decade? Do you know how long it took me to get another phone to be able to call my old phone in order to get my phone back?
Why do you care?
Wait, what's your plan?
How do you think I'm calling right now? How do you think I'm calling, huh? From the phone that he's holding?
So you already have a new phone then?
No, I had to borrow this from my aunt.
It took you 10 years to find a phone to borrow?
Yes!
Jeez.
I tried a lot, but people wouldn't let me have it for long enough.
And so
to make the call,
they would let you
borrow
just
calling to get this old phone back.
Yes, that's mine. It's rightfully my phone. I want it back.
Well, fuck off. I'm not giving it back to you.
I have the high score on Flappy Bird.
I'm going to sell it. I'm going to make a Subway franchise. You can come in and eat at my Subway franchise if you care so much about me.
Hey, wait a minute. I know you. You came to my porch. You came to my porch.
No.
With an acoustic guitar.
Doesn't sound like me.
Yes, it does sound like you.
Was he funny?
I know exactly. You're talking about you?
I don't know.
Wasn't funny at all.
Well, it doesn't sound like me at all because I'm funny and people laugh at my shit.
No, you sang "Welcome to the Black Parade" in a Scottish accent. I didn't laugh.
That was me.
And then you sang it in full.
That was me.
And then you stormed and stomped off and then walked around to my back door and then kicked it open.
Okay. And you're thinking that that is weird or what?
I'm thinking that I recognize you and I'm realizing now that you didn't just come in and
when I was a young boy, my father took me into the city to save marching band. He said, "Son, when you grow up, you're the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned." He said, "Will you?" Sound familiar?
Yeah, I didn't laugh then, and I'm not laughing now.
You weren't just on mute, and you were laughing, and you put the phone on mute?
No, I don't know how to mute a phone. I haven't had one for a decade. You think I know how to mute one? These things are complicated. And guess
where
what?
Are
the clock
you? Where
is ticking because my aunt wants this back.
Okay, well, come meet me. I'm in Excel's house, and come. You know, Excel?
You're there right now?
You're going to give me the phone back?
Just come grab it. I don't want to fucking deal with this anymore. Clearly no one's going to buy it.
Okay. How do you know Excel?
I was robbing their place. I'll be the guy in the wheelchair with the two robo boots.
Well, okay. Well, I'd love to say hi to Excel. She's an old friend.
You might want to rethink that.
Being friends with her?
Well, it might be
a little bit hard.
In a way, okay. Interesting. Well, I mean, she hasn't always been the easiest to get along with when you're the heiress to a gum fortune.
Right.
Some people, you know. Anyways, I'll be over in a jiffy. All
right.
Okay.
Now, that went well.
And you're just going to give it back to her? Like, if anyone asks you for their objects back, do you always...
This is the plan, dude.
Okay.
When she gets here, I say you have to pay me $10,000 for it, and then I can open my fucking sandwich shop.
Wait, you thought you said you need $100,000 for it?
Fuck, did I say 100?
Yeah, and you didn't even give a range of prices.
Yeah, 10 is fine. I mean, we're probably not gonna have $100,000 on hand.
Hello, hello,
hello, coming.
Excel. Guy with my phone. Hello.
Yes, my name's.
Oh, good. There you are.
So, Excel is.
I don't care what your name is. Give me the phone.
That's fucking rude. I've been holding your phone for 14 years.
Then, you fucking idiot.
Sorry. That was my bad. Now, you can have your precious little phone.
For the listener, that's the sound of it swinging in the air as Jim dangles it.
Dangly.
Oh, it's rusty.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, it's
it's old, okay? Need some WD-40 on it. You chiming in and roasting my phone, okay?
All right. If, pulling it away, you pay me 10 motherfucking grand.
I knew this would happen. Here we go. Licking the money and slapping it into my palm.
Yes, yes.
10 big ones. Now hand it over.
I'm going to miss you, phone.
You stupid, stupid man. A phone with Flappy Bird? This is worth at least $3.4 million. Who's on the floor? What the hell is this?
Oh, yes. Yeah. This is what we were saying about your friend Excel.
Oh. What's happened? She died blowing a bubble. Doing what she loved.
I didn't want you to find out this way.
Yes, you did.
You asked her to come.
Yeah, you told me to come.
I don't know what I was thinking, but it didn't play out like this in my head. I know I didn't know who you were until about 10 minutes ago, but I just didn't want you to find out like this.
This is such a roller coaster for me. I've just become so incredibly wealthy, but I've just lost someone that I kind of knew all in one moment.
I've been there.
You were there?
Many a time.
Who have you lost?
I was really good friends with, what's his name? You know Brad?
Yes?
Yeah, when he passed like a couple years ago.
Oh.
So yeah.
I saw you at the funeral.
I know, that. I was trying to not avert my eyes so you don't see I have your phone.
Oh yeah, you sang the eulogy. Now I remember.
I hope you have the time of your life.
Which is a crazy thing to sing at someone's funeral.
It also, but in retrospect,
it's going like, down. I'm yelling timber.
It's wild that you came up with that carrot song. Because it seems really out of character for what you normally do.
It was my one original. How did it go again?
I'm a little carrot, don't fuck with me.
I'm a little carrot, don't fuck with me.
Wait a minute, that is...
Yeah, you remember to laugh?
Did you just pretend to be a carrot in a song?
Yeah, I did. Well, you found that funny?
That is hilarious. I've never heard that in a song. I haven't laughed that hard since VeggieTales.
What's that?
That's a whole show full of vegetables.
It's really
every
Christian,
character's a vegetable.
It's like it's Christian entertainment it's where every character
it's funny.
Is
it's
a vegetable.
Really funny.
But the underlying message is God is good and behave yourselves.
I would not even say it's underlying. They think they're reenacting Bible stories.
Huh.
I think it's like an overtone in the show.
Is there a cucumber?
And it's the funniest show I've ever... Yeah, it's Jesus Christ. Of course there's a cucumber.
Huh, I should show my son that. Teach him some damn morals.
I know the producers. Would you be interested in writing the songs for them?
Sure. I could do that. I mean, I'm not really passionate about music. It was just really a goal to get my family back, but Sure, yeah, I could do that.
But kids love VeggieTales.
How about this?
Maybe your son will love it. I am an eggplant. Suck my dick.
Wait, who's that for?
VeggieTales or whatever the fuck.
That's for VeggieTales.
That could be the theme song.
No way. Okay, this is perfect.
This is incredible. This is so... Oh, I just remembered my former friend at my feet.
Now, Jenny, have you ever been to this house before?
Oh, yeah. Do you, we had a book club.
Do you notice anything out of place?
Yeah. What? What's going on? There's hardly any chairs at this table.
How many are normally there?
400 to 600 normally.
That's what I said.
Okay, but the range has got, now it's 6 to 100. So either chairs are missing or someone added to.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
probably
I forgot
less.
What the original number was. It's probably less. I'm just doing a little mental math. Yeah. There's way less chairs than there was. Interesting. And there's no paintings on the walls. Where are all the paintings on the walls?
Yeah, I was thinking this place could use some art.
And another burglar got there first?
Well, one thing will settle this. I'll check the safe.
There's a safe?
Yes, follow me.
Okay.
Okay. It's just over here in the closet behind all her stuff. And the code is 111.
Because ones look like
one.
Gum. Of course. Little chiclets of gum.
That makes so much sense.
The code is gum. And someone's got to it already. It's empty.
It wasn't me.
It's been raided of her entire... It was you?
Wasn't me.
Wasn't you? Oh, it wasn't you. Well, someone else was here. They raided the entire safe.
Wait.
Okay.
Look over there. Who's that kid FaceTiming in the corner? It's my fucking son.
Lun's there.
Lun's.
Hey,
Dad.
You were at school.
I was, but school's over for the day. You spent a good 24 hours at this one property.
I did the 24-hour to Excel challenge. Whoa. Wait.
Hey, I'm Lon.
Hi, it's lovely to meet you. I don't know how to ask this, but were you burgling in this home?
No, I'm hiding from Devin up here.
Was Devin burgling this home?
Yeah. He was rummaging around. He wanted to make my dad look like a fool.
As soon as I get out of this fucking wheelchair, I'm going to pound that kid.
He said he doesn't care that you're in a wheelchair.
Fuck, really?
Yeah, he said that because you're only in a wheelchair for a little bit, it's like it doesn't count.
Wow. So I can't even use the fucking handicap parking spot for this Ford? What?
You pulled up on the lawn when we got here.
Yeah, right on top of my head.
Did I hit you?
Yeah. You drove over me.
You didn't even notice.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Didn't even notice you hit your own son on
That's
the way.
That's why I've got these
I
robo-
thought it was somebody else's son.
You see what you've done with all your burgling and burglaring? You've brought the son's bully.
Devin said he was going to come up with a plan in the dining room to get you in big trouble.
Oh.
This Devin kid sounds smart, but I fucking hate him.
He murdered Excel to make it look like you did it.
He knew you were coming
he
back
you to
here.
Go to
he
prison.
Saw on the I call.
He saw the I call. Good Lord. This child's brilliant. And I called Mischief. I don't know. I forget what
Jenny
my name is.
Mischief.
Jenny Mischief. That's it.
I
yes.
recognize you.
I called
from
Jenny
the billboards.
Mischief. Really?
Yeah, apparently you're yes, missing.
No, that's a gimmick. That's a marketing campaign.
Oh, for what?
Snickers.
Well, it worked. I bought so many Snickers after I saw that you were missing.
I could go for a Snickers right about now. I'm hungry. I've been in this place for 24 hours.
Well, I guess it's little Brad Devin then, wasn't it?
Fuck, yeah. I'm going to kill that kid.
You can't catch him. He's so fast.
I know. Hmm. He's the fastest fucker.
And his dad is Shane Dawson.
No! Well, that's your stepson now.
No, it's my stepbrother now.
Your stepbrother. Or he... He's your... Oh, yeah. Devin's your stepbrother, and Shane's your stepdad. And as for me, I guess I'm just nobody.
Now, don't say that. Lon, be honest. Would you respect your dad a bit more if he didn't do all this silly burglaring and song singing?
You don't need
singing?
To answer that. You don't need to answer that.
No, I'll answer. No. It's far too late.
Him more. Oh, what if I told you he was the new singer on VeggieTales?
I don't really watch VeggieTales. That's not. They kind of stopped making those once VHS's stopped being a thing.
But you could start watching them. We could buy the tapes and you could watch them. Wouldn't that be impressive? Wouldn't you want to live with old me?
Well, you wouldn't be on the old tapes.
I could dub them. Quit work with me. We're trying to get my...
We'll start a VHS and then you can yell in my ear, I'm an eggplant, suck my dick.
Oh, you heard that. And what do you think?
I don't like your songs, Dad. I miss my accountant, Dad.
Oh.
Well, he's not coming back, that's for sure.
When you were an accountant and didn't cheat on Mom.
No, I did start cheating on Mom when I was an accountant. Then I quit my job after she left me. You're not paying attention to what's happening in your life, kid. And it's really fucking scary. You're too busy buried in your fucking iPad FaceTiming me all the time. You gotta get off that thing. Anyhow, look. You're going to come with me.
Screenagers.
Ugh. Tell me about it. He's too busy playing his Sega Genesis to give a rat's about my singing career. Now, you're going to come with me. We're going to live together in my one-bedroom apartment. And sorry, but the one-bedroom is a studio, so we're both going to sleep on the couch.
You don't have a bed?
The bedroom is a studio.
What is that? But I thought in a studio apartment, you still have a bed.
No, it's a recording studio. I have a one-bedroom apartment, but the bedroom of that one-bedroom apartment is a recording studio. It's filled with gear.
So it's just like a booth?
Yeah. How do you think I record my songs? And then...
badly from far away
over
FaceTime?
No, I fucking use Pro Tools. Yes. And then the rest of the apartment's normal. It's just got a couch. We'll both sleep on the couch. So there you go. You come live with me. Don't you want to do that, son? Don't you want to do that, Lund?
No! And that wraps up another successful episode of Killed to Death. We did find out who did it. Devin's still on the lam.
That's all you needed, really. That's a success.
Now
success
being story. Raised by Mr. and Mrs. Dawson.
And he's probably got some pretty good art and whatever was in that safe.
Yeah. Whatever. Life moves on.
I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Mary Jane Schumer for our art. You can follow us, Killed to Death Podcast, on Instagram or xk2dpod. Also, email us if you have a suggestion for a murder, killedtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. Bones, you kicking?
Mm-hmm. We're kicking it. Well, House is a TV show.
House is a TV show.
What do you think? You got any through lines
here? Home Alone is all about burglars.
Sure. Home Alone is a movie. And if you want to hear about more movies, including Home Alone, I'll give you a hint. That's not one of the episodes, but close to it. And
if you
want to
find out what the hell Steve is talking about right
if
now.
If you want to hell what the fuck I'm talking about is Griffin and Steve Guess the Movie. So go listen to that. You can listen to it right now on Apple Podcasts on Sonar Plus. And Griffin and I play a movie guessing game on it. So that's the type of thing you can listen to and like.
As for me, keep an eye out for my new style. And we're going to turn now to Jam.
Yes, go Jim. Check out this awesome, when I'm not recording songs or performing songs, I love this podcast called Corporations Are Awesome. It's just a funny fucking podcast. You can find it wherever you want to listen to it.
From what I understand, it's new.
It's new. It came out a few weeks ago. And yeah.
What is the premise?
The premise is these two funny fuckers, they talk about a different corporation every week. So it's any type of company, big or small. And so we were talking about your Apples, your Starbucks, your Spotify.
Oh, Tim Cook.
Your Dollarama, your Oreos, your Sweetgreen.
But
that's all we've done so far.
And what's on the small end? You said big or small. Do you have any mom and pops planned?
We have mom and pops planned, but no episodes out yet. But yes, mom and pops are in the works. You'll be hearing about them.
But everyone, ease in with the Apple, ease in with Starbucks before you have to take in new information.
Exactly. We're doing the ones you know, and then soon we'll get to the ones that you don't know.
What's been your favorite corporation that you've covered? Favorite corporation?
I like... Well, it was fun to talk about Spotify because we were talking about, you know, different... How, like... It got into just talking about, like, how different...
Rogan?
Yes, Rogan. No, just how music listening has, like, changed and stuff. I don't know. That was a fun app, but they're all fun. It's fun to dive in to the corporation because they impact our lives so much. Sorry to say.
Thank you, Corpse.
Our society is getting very capitalistic these days.
I know, and this podcast is embracing it.
Is your plan to have at one point a Patreon and maybe even become a corporation yourself one day?
Oh my God. Then you'd have to do an ep on yourselves.
That could be good. Yeah, we should do the ep on ourselves next. So fast.
It was founded by us way back in 2024.
Yeah.
It's changed the way people listen to this podcast.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Bye.
Later.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Mary Jane Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mongiardi, Katie Lure, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.